Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections Volume 12.
If he could tell us his favorite song or songs. I think we're having a technical glitch there. Perhaps I will start again if we can be heard. But technical glitch aside, it is because Terry's not here and I am doing my best to fly solo. Terry will be here very shortly, but he had an incident today and he will fly in here very shortly. And then I'll probably repeat everything I just said. At any rate, he is on his way and I have Kieran with us and he is going to share with us some of his favorite summer songs because we are excited to get started with the summer weather and the summer music. And Terry and I are taking a little trip this weekend to Nashville, so we're excited for the warm weather down there. So Kieran picked some of his favorite summer songs to share with everyone. Can you tell us what you chose, Kieran?
Yeah, for my first one, I chose Seven Summers by Morgan Wallen. For context, I wasn't the biggest fan of country music growing up. I kind of grew into it in the last 4 to 5 years. And I do remember this being one of the first ones that I heard that I really fell in love with. So I realized, you know, this is probably a genre for me. And maybe I just hadn't been listening to the right music before that. And sometimes that's just the way it is. But over the course of the last 3 to 4 years, I've become very accustomed to country music. And definitely Morgan Wallen has been a big influence and all that. So it's been pretty fantastic. But for him, this is a song that I'd say a lot of people know, and it definitely gives off a summer vibe. I mean, it's literally right in the title of the actual song.
Right.
But this song just brings back a lot of good memories, whether or not you're thinking about someone that you used to date or anything like that, which is the actual whole point of the song. He's talking about how, you know, the person that he loved, it was seven summers ago. And so over the course of that period of time, I do look back pretty fondly on, you know, seven summers was when I actually came back from living in the U.S. And I was thinking of that earlier today. Yeah.
Well, so 2018 was the big year.
Yeah. So I would say that that would probably be the reason that I chose this song more than anything right now. I was listening to it yesterday and today, and I was like, oh, this would be a great song to use for the radio. So I thought I'd use it, and yeah, it's been fantastic.
All right. Well, let's jump on in and listen to Seven Summers by Morgan Wallen.
Somewhere where the summer lasted all year round. Probably got a big old diamond on your hand right now. Maybe a baby or a couple by now. Long driveway to a big white house. But I wonder when you're drinking if you find yourself thinking about that boy from East Tennessee. And I
daddy so proud of how his little girl turned out. Think she dies a bullet of a good old boy like me. Cause I still go drinking same friends on Friday. Bought a few acres, couple roads off the highway. Guess you never saw things my way anyway. But I
call that a classic quite yet, but probably 20 to 30 years from now, we'll go down in history as one of those songs that everybody remembers.
Yeah, I really like that as well. And not that it's a story we're going to get into, but Seven Summers Ago were definitely a big deal in our family because that would have been 2018.
Yeah, we both had big years.
we did. There was a lot of change, let's put it that way, in 2018. And that is okay because it was all changed for the good in the end, but it was definitely a difficult year in our household. So you also then picked Thomas Rhett, and we were going to talk a little bit about your newfound love for country music.
Yeah.
Which is, I really like it because I've always been a country music person, and I like that you have evolved to finding country music. So who's your favorite artist? I think you talked about them last time.
Well, I was just going to say, I think like my entire generation is probably evolving towards country music a little bit more. It seems to be getting more popular the way it was probably 20, 30 years ago. And over the course of the last 5 to 10, I would say that like EDM and dance music were pretty big from like 2010 to 2015. And then from 2015 to 2020, it was definitely like a certain style of rap. And then more recently, I'd say a lot more people my age are getting back into country music. So I'm not the only one.
That's good.
But yeah, it's been great. And I really do like the genre. It appears to be more happy. Like every song is about dancing on the back of a pickup truck or meeting a girl or anything like that. Like that's what it feels like.
Not your dog dying or anything. Because old country was, you know, your girlfriend left you and the dog died.
Yeah.
And now new country is you're falling in love and you're being grateful for your country and God. So
absolutely. Yeah, I would say Dylan Gossett is up there for sure in terms of country music people that I really do like that a lot of people would know. And then you should definitely check out like Austin Williams as well too, and a couple of people like him as well, Connor Murphy, I think his name is.
Okay.
Yeah, I can find it out after.
Do you guys listen to like the classics like Garth Brooks or Blake Shelton or anything like that?
Yes, but they don't appear to be like the sing-along songs that like you'd want everybody to know. I don't, at least whenever I go to like a bar that's country themed, it's usually more recent music that everybody's singing along to that they believe to be a classic. Like You Proof by Morgan Wallen is only like a 7-year-old song, but everybody knows that as if it's a classic.
Right. Okay. So you're not singing Friends in Low Places or anything like that?
I don't even think I've heard that song.
You know that song. There is no way you don't know Friends in Low Places.
How does it go? Sing it right now.
I'm not going to do that. Dad has made me promise to never sing on the radio.
I think we have him coming in right now.
I think we do. It looks like he may have appeared. Are you with us? I can't do that. I don't know what he's asking me to do, so he's going to have to come and do that. And we're going to play another song while we get our technical difficulties sorted out. How does that sound? We're going to go to...
I think I've turned on his microphone now. that work?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We can, yes.
All right,
welcome.
So you got me live on air, guys.
Excellent.
It's
welcome.
All three of us now.
Would you like to share why you're late?
Well, maybe you want to start with doing your intro again, because...
I did it.
No, it never came out over the air.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We are now 10 minutes into the show,
no worries.
You missed me saying, hi, welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense.
Everybody did.
That's okay.
Welcome to 30 Minutes of Dead Air.
Yeah, it was just a few minutes, but that's okay. Yeah, no, I was late because I was in a car accident today.
Oh, you're okay though, right?
I'm okay. You know I'm okay.
Well, I know you are, but I want our listeners to hear that I'm concerned.
Well, that'd be a first. That it's in itself would be a first. But yeah, no, I'm fine. I got in a car accident in Toronto today, and it held me up. And
Well, perfect timing. No details. Thank you. I was in a car accident.
I was in a car accident. The car's a little messed up. I'm fine. I'm not hurt at all, actually. So, and the lady that hit me, she was a nice older lady. Unfortunately, she's very upset about what happened. And that's it. That's all. I don't really want to talk about it.
Was her car as damaged as yours was? Or did your car take the brunt of it?
Oh, yeah. See, now I'm getting messages.
Right.
Yeah.
He's fine, folks.
I'm fine,
honestly. Let him focus for a moment.
Yeah. So, her car is pretty messed up.
I see.
I was talking to my adjuster, because you got to do that. So, and I'd sent her photos, and I didn't realize that she actually got on top of the hood of my car. Her car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I knew it was significant because I could see her bumper when she went by, but I didn't know it actually, she'd gotten onto the top of my, she literally rolled up over the side of my car.
That's not fun.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. So
what a damper to the day.
Yeah,
it is. And that, folks, is why we are disorganized today.
I can imagine, like, where were you? I'm assuming Toronto, Oakville, where this happened?
Yeah, I was in the GTA, yeah.
I could only imagine being like, I can't wait to get back to Kingston for this show. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to grab some lunch, and then you just get hit from the side. Would be an awful
chicken
way.
Chicken fingers went everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what you get for eating chicken fingers and their fries in the car. Sorry.
No fries.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and play a song so we can switch seats? Because currently I'm in the driver's seat and I really don't want to be.
No, yeah, I don't, you either.
I know. It's like you don't want anybody else to hold the remote control to the TV, let alone
stay
drive
there.
This.
You guys continue to talk and let me come over.
Okay, he's going to do that. So we're going to talk about Kieran's next pick, which is Thomas Rhett, Life Changes, which is also a great song. So do you want to talk to us about what this means to you, Kieran?
Well, so Life Changes is actually the album name. 16 is the name of the song. But Life Changes by Thomas Rhett is also a song on that album. I just didn't choose that one.
Why are you doing that?
But it's pretty fantastic. Over the course, we're currently having a little bit of technical difficulties, but what I was going to be saying is 16 by Thomas Rhett gives off the same vibe as Seven Summers by Morgan Wallen does, and it's a really great song, and it really just talks about how you should be grateful for the time that you're at, because you'll end up looking back one day and realizing, wow, you would give anything to be where you were 5-10 years ago when things were simpler, because as time goes on, you get more responsibilities and life ends up getting tougher, and you know, that's what this whole song's about, so... Yeah, Thomas Rhett, 16, fantastic song.
Yeah, I love this song too. So let's go with this one.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16. Alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake guy. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18.
But I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
All right, we're back. And look, there was no dare to air in between.
Wow, what they both scolded me for the entire extent of that song.
Yeah, but it was funny. It,
really not. Just tell them, listeners, that the world didn't end because there was a tiny bit of dead air.
No, I get it. But, I mean, you were talking away, and then you came on, and you're like, okay, and it was great, and, you know, Tara will be here soon, and it was great. And I'm like, nobody knows anything of what you said.
That's okay. It wasn't that important. Most people don't listen to me anyway, so it's like being at home. Nobody's listening anyways.
Yeah. So, anyway, the Thomas Rhett song's great. And, yes, Hortensia, there will be a song or a roundabout Cars tomorrow night. Maybe smashed cars, crashed cars, but definitely about cars. All right. So how was your day?
My day was lovely. Thank you.
My day, not so much.
Yeah, we covered that.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we're trying to, what I was trying to do before all this kind of went crazy was set the stage for the fact that we're excited about summer. We're trying to welcome in some warm, consistent weather, and that we're excited that we're going to warm weather for the next 5 days.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I've been looking at the weather every day this week, and it's going to be like in the plus 30s down in Nashville. So
we're going to see Carrie Underwood at the Grand Ole Opry.
We are, Tuesday night.
Terry bought me tickets for that for my birthday, and we're meeting some very dear friends of ours that are from Atlanta. They're driving up to Nashville to join us, so we're very excited about that because we haven't seen them since our Alaskan cruise.
Yeah, so we saw them, a long time. I got COVID last time.
Yeah, we did. We all got COVID after that cruise. Yeah. It was probably 2021 or 2022, and then we all got COVID because you were getting COVID from cruise ships at that time.
Yeah, but that's okay. I don't mind.
But that's okay. We're going to just have some light, fun summer music and set the tone to set ourselves into a nice weekend and get everybody ready to bring in some sunshine. The next song we're going to talk about is a Pina Colada song.
Which is funny. I didn't pick this. I know Karen did. And it's funny. Some of the songs that he's picked, I get the Seven Summers with Morgan Whalen. I get the Thomas Rhett because I know he's got the whole country thing. But it's the Rupert Holmes here, Pina Colada song. It's that threw me for a loop. I was like, who put this in here? And he said he did. So that's pretty cool.
It's interesting because I think we recently, and by recently, I mean sometime in the last 30 years, but recently had a conversation that I think I was explaining to you what this song was about. Didn't we have a conversation where you were like, I didn't know it was about that. So basically, it's a cute love song, but in the end, it's about both partners trying to cheat. So they're putting advertisements in at the time, newspapers. It was like the 70s.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't really start playing this song until I was playing trivia.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, I've never...
I grew up with this song. Yeah. I remember this song forever. I didn't really understand it, obviously, as a kid, but it ends up that, you know, the husband's putting an article in the newspaper saying he's looking for love, and the wife's putting a similar article in the newspaper saying they're looking for love. It'd be like them being on Tinder today. And then they have a match, and they meet up, and they realize it's each other.
Yeah, it's funny. You did tell me, and we talked about it, but I had never really... Yes, I probably played it as one-offs somewhere at an event or did something, but it wasn't until trivia where this song literally took roots for me.
Really?
And I do like it.
So it's for actually, you, it's a trivia memory?
It is a trivia memory for me.
For me, it's a 1970s memory.
No, not at all for me.
I don't
even
know what year the song was released, but in my head, I was a kid when I was hearing this song.
No, Two Pina Coladas has got to be an 80s song. I'll look it up during this song.
All right, why don't we go ahead and play it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great song. I just had never really listened to it.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song.
read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. It's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean and the taste of champagne.
Came out December 22nd, 1979. So you're right, it was the 70s song, but it was basically the 80s. So we'll call us both right.
That's not right at all.
You were right, it was in the 70s.
That's okay.
All right, so what's up? We're talking about summer songs. We're talking about summer hits. I want to talk about the first band that I had actually put up there was LFO. So they were a boy band that kind of came out mid-90s, 95, I think, is when they first got together. They're from L.A. They kind of, unfortunately, in my opinion, they kind of got lost in that boy band shuffle. They had a couple of really good songs. I really liked them. But they kind of got lost in the whole boy band kind of. There was Backstreet Boys. Then there was, like, NSYNC, 98 Degrees, Take That. There was Boyzone. There was just so many. These guys came out, and they did a lot of covers, and they did really good. They were a three-person boy band, and I forget the guys' names, but let me go through here because I do have it and I made point of getting it. So so there was Brad Fichette, Brian Gillis, and there was a third member, Rich Cronin. And these guys were plagued, unfortunately, with just tragedy. So the band did a bunch of covers in the late 90s. Their biggest song probably for me was Summer Girl, or yeah, Summer Girls.
Is that that rappy one?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to play?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great song. But they did that, and then they did also another great song. They did a couple of great hits. Let me just give me a second here. Unfortunate with not being here on time, which is my fault.
It's not really your fault. It's the lady who hits you for your fault. You were on time.
I was on time. There was another song called Girl on TV, and it was that.
Oh, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right? Like, it was such a great little tune. But after they did this, they broke up. So they kind of disbanded in the early 2000s, and some of them went off and started doing their own things. And then one of them, I think it was Brian, actually. Yeah, sorry, Rich. Rich gets leukemia.
Oh.
And he dies.
Hmm.
And then they get back together and they start to do a reunion tour. And then the other guy, Brian, he gets sick and then he dies.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. And then he, the last member, Brad, who started the whole band with the other two, he kind of brings a couple of new guys in and he starts touring again. And he's like, I'm just going to kind of do this for the band. And they're still out there. They've done a couple of things and a couple of reunion tours and stuff, but it's not the same. They're not really the same band anymore.
Well, no, obviously, two of the guys are dead. Well, yeah. Does LFO stand for anything?
It does. I knew you were going to ask me that.
You can look it up during the song.
No, I know what it stands
for. You
do
know? All right. Pop quiz, what does LFO stand for?
Oh, man. I'll tell you after the quiz. I'll tell you after the song.
It's not fair to pop quiz you.
Yeah, it's not fair to pop quiz me right now.
Okay, my apologies.
No.
You can play the song.
Okay, let me play the song.
Okay.
All right, let me play this. You guys will enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's a great little song.
Yeah. Stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer, I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer. Hip-hop marmalade, spick and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird jersey, 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone. Fell deep in love but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer, I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Cherry pants, cold crush, rock stud boogie. Used to hate school, so I had to play hooky. Always been hip to the b-boy style. Known to act wild and make a girl smile. Love New Edition and a Candy Girl. Remind me of you because you rock my world. You come from Georgia where the peaches grow. They drink lemonade and speak real slow. You love hip-hop and rock and roll. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near. You love Fun Dip and Cherry Coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer, I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish.
But she's been gone since that summer. In the summertime, girls got it going on. Shake and wiggle to a hip-hop song. Summertime girls are the kind I like. I steal your honey like I stole your bike. Boogaloo shrimp and pogo sticks. My mind takes me back there oh so quick. Let you off the hook like my man Mr. Limpin. Think about that summer and I bug cause I miss it. Like the color purple macaroni and cheese. Ruby red slippers in a bunch of trees. Call you up, but what's the use? I like Kevin Bacon, but I hate Footloose. Came in the door, I said it before. Think I'm over you, but I'm really not sure. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer, in the summer girls come in, summer girls go, summer worthwhile and summer so-so, summer girls come in, summer girls go, summer worthwhile and summer so-so, summertime girls got it going on, shake and wiggle to a hip-hop song, summertime girls are the kind I like, I steal your honey like I stole your bike. Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food seems to be sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summertime. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fish. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer.
So that's a fantastic song. I was just saying kind of when we were talking through the song at the middle or during while it was playing, I was saying it's amazing how they stole so many just really cool lyrics from other songs. And I know they did a lot of covers and stuff, but he was like talking about Boogaloo and all the different things that all those different words are from all great 80s and 90s early songs. Like they really did well of putting stuff together. And what I find interesting about the band is that song actually reached number 3 on the Billboard Top 100.
Really?
And sold, yeah, and sold over 4 million copies of that song.
Wow, good for them.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool
And what does LFO stand for?
Light Funky Ones.
No, Little Funky Ones.
Light funky ones.
No,
light funky ones. It is light.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said light funky ones.
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Light funky ones.
And light is spelt wrong. Well,
no, it's L-Y-T-E. Yeah, like MC Light. Like it's spelt right for what it is. Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. What I did want to say is they are actually still, and I was looking it up, they're actually still performing. So Brad is still out there with the kind of the two
the new
members, right? But they did a Y2K tour.
Oh.
So in 2020, they did a tour. And they did it with O-Town as well. So they went around and performed with O-Town. And when I was looking it up, they do have some new dates coming out, which is kind of cool. I mean, he said basically he just wanted to thank his friends that had passed for, you know, they had, they say, when you look it up, they say they had meteoric success. I don't know. I think they, in their area and what they did, they were pretty good. They were better than One Hit Wonders, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. That right? voice is a little bit iconic for like puppy summer fun stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit along the line of Len for me. I know
really?
You're going to play Len in a little bit, but in the same genre
same
in my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd say they probably are. I mean, yeah. Okay, let's move on because I'll get wrapped down a rabbit hole here. Do we want to talk about our weekend?
Sure, you go ahead.
All right, so tomorrow night we're at Loafin' Ale. I would love to tell you what I remember what the rounds are, but I can't remember because it's been one heck of a day.
Something about car crashes.
Well, one of them is going to be about crashing or cars or a combination of both. We
like
have
the
a really,
smashing pumpkins
yeah, smashing,
or driving
yeah, yeah.
cars
yeah,
or something.
Smashing blue cars. I'll change up all the lyrics. Maybe a little Dave Matthews crash into you.
Right.
All right.
We also, sorry, I just wanted to interject. We also have a dear friend that tomorrow night's her last night.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Oh, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a friend of ours, Rebecca, is married to a military person, and she's been with us at Trevoria for a couple of years. We've been enjoying her on Friday night. She's part of our team. So
part of your team.
My team is called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, even though Mark doesn't always show up anymore, so shame on Mark. But Rebecca is going to be leaving us because she is moving out west because her military husband has been transferred out there. So tomorrow night is her last night with us. She has requested a special playlist. We've got that prepared for her.
Yes.
And we've offered to drive her home so she can have lots of fun tomorrow night. And she happens to live on our way home. So I have told her to plan to have a great fun night and that you'll be driving her home.
She's our ginger friend.
Just yeah, so if everybody knows,
she's the ginger
friend. And not
friends.
Jeff the ginger.
No, different ginger.
Jeff Bald. But Jeff the ginger, this is Rebecca the ginger.
This is Rebecca the ginger. She looks like Pippi Longstockings or the girl from Wendy's.
Does she?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
Yeah.
That's how you picture her.
That's how I picture her.
That is what's happening tomorrow night. If you need to make reservations, please reach out to our Facebook or stage1sound@yahoo.ca. And Terry and I will make sure that you have a table.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then we have something special coming up the following week. You can't really talk about it. Any of the regulars will send you out an email about it.
Oh, I won't be there. We're going to talk about why I won't be there, but I will be there the following Friday night.
Oh, maybe we'll move it to the week after then because I really want you to be there.
Okay. Well, I can't be
there.
We'll
figure it out.
So then for the remainder of the week, we're going to Nashville. So we out is basically what we have to say about that is we are leaving for Nashville on Saturday and we won't be back until Wednesday and it's going to be really warm and sunny there. But I'd like to take the opportunity to promote the following weekend because I have some really exciting fun stuff coming up the following weekend. So there is a massive sidewalk sale in Picton next Friday night, which I believe is June the 4th. And we are actually doing an open doors tour of Picton. There's about six houses downtown Picton that are currently for sale. And so myself and the other realtors in Picton are getting together to do open doors Picton the same night as the sidewalk sale. So if you want to grab an ice cream or a coffee or something, we're going to provide you with a walking tour map. We're going to welcome you to all of the homes that are available. They're all within a block or two of Main Street Picton. Ours will have mini charcuterie boards available for everybody who visits us.
Why don't you do ice cream? Give out ice creams.
Too messy. We don't need to debate this on the air, but that's too messy. The charcuterie boards were a giant hit.
Yeah, I know.
And the fake champagne. So we're going to do that. And I will be at 21 Center Street in Picton if it's not sold before then. And I would love it to be. But if it's not, we will be there Friday night. And we're really excited about this because Picton is a beautiful little town. And it is the gateway to Sandbanks and to Prince Edward County, which is where all the wineries and breweries are. So we're very excited about that. On Saturday, I will be having a regular open house at 525 Citation in the west end of Kingston. And then on Sunday is the next in our series of local art shows. So we are very excited. The last one we had was actually in Picton. It was a huge success. We have incredible talent in the group of artists that are participating in this. The next one will be the following Sunday at 121 Rideau Street, which is a beautiful townhome right on the water in downtown Kingston, so fully walking distance. And we have four or five participating artists again, so we're very excited about that. So I'm going to take a couple of days downtime in Nashville because the following weekend is going to be bananas, but we need to get out there. It is spring market and there's so many beautiful homes to showcase and I have lots of creative ways to do so.
And when you're next Saturday, you've got your open house next Saturday, right?
Yes.
I have my first wedding of the season.
You do? Yay.
I do. I'm very excited.
It's wedding season.
It is wedding season. So I'm pretty pumped. So we have our very first wedding of the season, and then it just kicks off, and then it just starts to go. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, you know what? Let's play this next track. It needs no introduction. I've got to be honest.
Oh, it's so good.
I put this on here just for you because I know you love this song and you always ask about it. So
thank you.
This one's for you, babe. song needs no introduction, but it's got a really cool history.
Absolutely. It is just so light and so fun, and it definitely also takes me back to my childhood. I can remember listening to it on an old haunted record player, as Mad would call it, in my parents' basement, probably with my sister in the 70s.
And now, do you think it's the same record player we have?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
It definitely is.
It is? Oh, well, okay. And yeah. It still works, guys.
It's creepy, but it works. So here's a fun fact about this song, actually. So George Harrison wrote this song when he was at his friend Eric Clapton's house, which is interesting. This was 1969, and he didn't want to go to a meeting about Beatles business. There was just Beatles business type stuff going on.
He'd actually left the band for a short period of time while he wrote this song.
Okay. And so he decided he was going to escape the meeting and go to his friend Eric Clapton's house for the afternoon, where he just picked up a guitar and started strumming away to this because it gave him a nice moment of peace and a reprieve from all the business of being in the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was a little frustrated with the whole Beatles, kind of everything that was going on at the time.
I bet it was stressful.
Yeah. And, there's a Martin Scorsese movie, a documentary about this song. And Abbey Road. And Eric Clapton actually says he recalls George Harrison just showing up, pulls up his driveway, gets out, and literally picks a guitar up and just starts playing as he starts walking through the backyard.
Wow.
And Eric Clapton says that this song brings back such fond memories for him because that this song, which is such a beautiful song, was written and inspired by being in his garden.
Right. That is beautiful.
Yeah. And it's a really cool, like, inspiration to do that, right? So, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool in my opinion.
It's a beautiful story and it is a beautiful song and it's going to be a classic of our lifetime. Like in terms of like early songs you remember, what's like the first song you remember hearing by the time you were conscious enough to remember music?
Well, there was always music playing in my house and it's got to be a Neil Sedaka song.
Okay.
Or a Neil Diamond song. My dad must have liked the Neils.
Your name's not Neil.
No, I know. So it's either Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond, Simon and Garfunkel. So I remember my parents listening to that on top of traditional Irish music. But as far as that, just regular music, it's probably something along one of those lines. And that's probably why I like those, those artists. And, they're still, Buddy Holly, that kind of stuff that, rhythm and blues kind of music is, I love it. It's very endearing to me. And, I'd play, and we were going to go see Simon and Garfunkel when they were doing their reunion tour.
We were, and that was in 2020. So guess what didn't happen?
Yeah. So, and I was so excited to see them. It's got to be that. What about yourself?
We were more of a TV household than a music household, so I have more memories of, like, watching MASH.
I was going to say, was it MASH?
Some things like that.
I could play that for you if you want.
Please don't. I remember there being music in the car, like Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, and things like that. My parents were into old country at the time. I guess it wasn't old. It was
country
probably new
Western.
Back then. But country and Western for sure. But yeah, my first kind of consciousness of music, I do remember listening to albums in the basement with my sister. And it would be things like we did have, I think it was called like Abbey Road for sure. And like the red or the blue albums of the Beatles that we were listening to at the time. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club. And then I remember my first albums being like Bay City Rollers, Sean Cassidy, Whitney Houston, Supertramp. Supertramp's good. So, The Logical Song, that's a good album.
Good. Is that because of your sister being older that you were kind of influenced by that?
Yeah, my sister's 5 years older than I was.
Yeah, because
still
that,
is.
Yeah. She didn't get any younger. But is that where the influence comes from for that? Because that seems a little old for your age during that time period.
Yeah, I would say so because, like I said, like my parents more were watching TV. And if there was music, it was my sister
and
I in the basement.
And when you were recording it on a tape recorder, you were, weren't you?
Yeah, because funny story, when I used to try and roller skate on the driveway, you would have to try and catch the song without the radio announcer introducing it so you could get in Eye of the Tiger and you could roller skate to it on the driveway on your little cassette. So yes, those are good memories as well.
Yeah. And for me, I think for me, it was 45s. So I was a big 45 guy.
Yeah.
Not so much albums, whatever, but cassettes. And I mean, we were going to play, and we're not going to get to it. We never do. I was going to play Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Oh, that's a good song.
And that was a massive hit for them as a cassette single.
Okay.
And do you know what the B-side to that cassette single was?
I do not.
No, really.
Our Lips Are Sealed or something else by the Go-Go's?
It was Beatnik Beach. Do you remember that song? Oh, interesting. Okay.
I might. If you played it, I might recognize it. But, yeah. You know.
We're not. We're going to actually kick off.
Why don't you pick what you want to play next? Because we probably have time for about two more songs and you have a long list. So why don't you pick what you'd like to play next? And then we'll chat about those and get a few more in.
Actually, I'm going to play this song because I think it's great. A little Katrina in the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Great.
It's a fun song. And then we'll come back. We'll talk about it. And then we'll try and sneak in a little Florida Georgia Line. Because I really like that. And then if we have enough time, we'll get in some Madonna. But here we go.
I just can't wait till the day when you
Another great summer song.
Absolutely. I have a fun fact about this one as well. So this song was written by the band's guitarist. Her name was Kimberly Rue. And there's an interesting quote here from her that says, "I'd love to say walking on sunshine relates to a significant event in my life, like walking out of my front door, seeing a comet, and being inspired. But it's just a piece of simple, fun, an optimistic song, despite us not being outstandingly cheery people. We were a typical young band, insecure and pessimistic. We didn't have big hair and didn't look like anything like the Motown influence group we were meant to be. We didn't have any credibility or a fan base in awe of our mystique. We were basically a second on the bill at a festival in Germany pop band, but we had this song."
That's cool.
Right? It's funny because it is such an, basically an upbeat anthem, and to hear her words that didn't feel like it fit them, it goes on to say later in the quote, and that they weren't really upbeat, optimistic people, is funny that I think they made their name on this song that probably would have been outside their comfort zone.
So for me, this band's a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
All right? So
she'd probably agree with you.
She would. But let me tell you something that... So in 2005, we had Hurricane Katrina that came through and devastated the Gulf Coast. An NBC newspaper wrote in an article, "Katrina in the Waves Kills 9.
Oh.
Yeah, that was their kind of their lead. Katrina Kills 9.
That's not good.
No.
Did they sue them?
No. So they did do a retraction or whatever. She was really upset, again, about the whole thing because she didn't want their song, that which was really upbeat, to be about, you know, sadness and mayhem and chaos.
Well, I just wouldn't want my name attached to one of the greatest tragedies of our lifetime.
Yeah, she said the first time she opened the paper and saw Katrina Kills 9, it was such a bit of a shock. The true spirit of walking in sunshine will prevail. I would hate for the title to be, you know, tied to sadness. And she said she wanted to do her own part. She hated that it, she expressed that walking on sunshine would become, it actually and did become the anthem for the Gulf Coast recovery.
Oh, good.
So it literally got tied to that in the end, but really, really crazy. But yeah,
I hope that reporter got in some trouble.
I guess. Now let me tell you something that, which I think is really interesting. In 2015, the song Walking on Sunshine was acquired by BMG management, and they paid £10 million for it.
What's that in dollars? 2 or 3 times?
No. Well, it depends. At the time, it was probably about 2 times.
Okay.
So $20 million. Along with that, they acquired all of their other songs written by Rev and Katrina and the Waves.
Katrina.
Yeah. I mean, they were, again, not a lot of... a lot of material, not a deep band or whatever. This was really...
They got $20 million.
Yeah, they wanted... BMG wanted the rights to it so they could use it for movies and all the other things that they were doing with it. And instead of paying them royalties, they just acquired it one time for £10 million.
Oh, sorry.
And away they went, right?
So, they can have any of my current videos for $10 million. I don't know if anybody's offering them, but... just saying.
Yeah. So the next song I'm going to play is Florida Georgia Line.
Okay.
To me, this is when I think of country music, and I think of you and Kieran and Sarah Marie, I think of this song being a country anthem, and you guys, we sang it when we were on trips and stuff, so, and there's a remix and stuff with Nelly, but I'm playing the original because I think the original really speaks to me when I start thinking about summertime songs that I'm going to put on my playlist. So here we go. There's a great one here.
Baby, your song, you made me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tails. We'll be right back.
truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Now the macro blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. In this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. When that summer sun fell to his knees, I looked at her and she looked at me. And grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
That whole song out. It's great.
Absolutely.
All right, we're almost done, guys, but I want to tell you this song, this version of the song actually went into the top Billboard. You're looking at me here.
You
crazy.
I
got 14 seconds. All right, we'll talk about this song next week. You know what? Actually, I'm going to come back. I'm going to play the remix next week.
Okay.
And we'll talk all about it and we'll continue our summer series.
Okay.